It's time now for the Matt Mosley Show, along with Cameron Stewart and Aaron Sexton, with a look at today's biggest and best sports stories. Now, here's your host, Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley, and it's the Matt Mosley Show on a Friday, busy Friday, and we've got a big guest. I've just booked at 4:20 because we have had some news, and Aaron, I think probably, and Cam, great, always great to have Cam. Cam's out of state, but he's with us. He's with us in spirit and on the phone. Via the magic of the tie line. It's always great to have Cam on. But we did have some breaking news not long before the show today. And this came to us from about 30 minutes ago from Dave Wilson, longtime friend of mine, used to be at the Morning News with me and has been at ESPN for many years. The news is former TCU coach Gary Patterson and Baylor, quote, have jointly concluded their official partnership, according to Baylor. We are truly grateful for everything he has contributed and wish him all the best as he embarks on the next chapter of his storied career. Now, this was, you know, met with... I mean, Cam, this was a monster story when he, you know, and all the fun stuff that was happening with the statue in Fort Worth and the huge rival that he and, you know, that the Frogs and the Bears have been, and Gary ending up as it was not an analyst role, it was a consultant role. And while maybe some folks, even when we had Mac on, tried to kind of play it down perhaps a little bit, it was still... Mm-hmm. It was a big, big story when it happened. And Gary and I, you know, through our ups and downs and through my relationship with Baylor, but also just my relationship with the Big 12 and everything, somehow Gary and I have gotten to be pretty, you know, we've got a great relationship. Let's put it that way. And so But Baylor did not want, you know, and again, I can maybe speak to some of the reasons, but Gary, when he was at the University of Texas, came on this show. When he had a new song, he would come on this show. He's been on a lot. And honestly, this was the one show he would go on. He didn't do a whole lot of other media. Well, of course, when he comes to Baylor, I'm like, okay, let's go. And... they really just didn't want him to do any media. So he's out today at Baylor, and he'll be on with us in about 15 minutes. And I've already talked to him. I don't think there's anything other than, and again, we'll talk to Gary and hear it straight from him. But from what I can gather, he loved the players, loved the staff, and even really put an eye on, boy, loved Jovan and what Baylor was doing. Jovan Overshone and really kind of got to take a peek at, you know, giving some feedback on all the NIL and all the strides the Bears have made, and I think really enjoyed his time. But I think some of this goes back to when he was at UT, and there were some awkward moments there where it's like they started turning the corner and, you know, the defense was playing really well and the D coordinator, you know, didn't get, it was just kind of a little awkward. It was like, look at Gary. Look, yeah. Gary's doing all, I mean, and I think Gary felt like that was kind of, so, you know, Dave Aranda is going to call plays. He's going to call the defense. You know, in the past, obviously, last year he tried to go with Pallage. Before that, it was Ron Roberts. This is his job, his defense coordinator. And I'm getting the sense that Gary felt like as long as – and, again, I guess we should have seen this coming, you know. If you bring in this unbelievably, this legendary, one of the best defensive coaches ever. Like, it might make it a little awkward for the head coach who's going to also act as the defensive coordinator and call plays. And I certainly don't think anybody at Baylor asked Gary to leave. I do not get that sense at all. In fact, I think he had really enjoyed his time. I think he helped, and I don't think he's leaving with any kind of like bad, and to the point where, and I think he'll share this with us, he said that if they want him to come watch a game or come down there, give him any feedback or help, he's totally open to it. But I think he kind of sensed that for everything that was on the line this year and moving forward, that maybe it was best if he stepped out of the deal. And, for the most part, I feel like he's kind of lived in the shadows. I think Baylor was taking care of him. And if I'm reading between the lines, and I'll ask Gary about this, I just kind of sense that they were probably made a, pretty nice financial commitment to him. And he probably feels like he's not, like, really being asked to do enough to justify that. Like, I honestly think he's kind of being a big person here in stepping away. Now, again, we don't know all the inner workings of this deal. I just know what he's telling me. And so for the people right now, as this breaking news happens, Cam and Aaron, I think there's probably rampant speculation. Was Dave uncomfortable? Did they not like? I really don't think there's any kind of like huge falling out from anybody. You know, the bummer is this. I think Gary really connected with the players. Maybe that's why this thing's coming to an end. I think he kind of loved that. I think he probably misses that a lot, and I think he loved being back around the players and then even being able to kind of get to know a few of them, maybe give them some feedback. And
he was pretty active at that spring finale. You were there. You were saying, like, he was out there coaching, having a good time, having a big time.
Yeah. He was trying to, tell me what I should say about, kind of like his thoughts on this. And I told him, I was like, you kind of need to say it yourself. I can kind of represent what's going on here, but like, I think people want to hear from you on this. And we can press him a little bit, and I don't think he's going to, but that's what I said. I told him, I said, hey, the fact that this is happening so abruptly at the first of fall camp, like, you can't like just say, oh, everything's great, nothing's wrong at all. Like, I'm like, if you don't try to address this or speak to this, people are going to read into it and go, what in the world happened here? So what we'll do is give him the forum, and I'm not going to try to, I'm not going to be over the top with this and go, because he may explain it to us, and we may, the rest of the show, be kind of like scratching our head. Like, I still don't know. It's not like he's going to come on here and be able probably to share every single thing or every single reason for this. But I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good to hear from him. And, Cam, I think we ought to kind of, spend a few minutes figuring out what, because I don't think he wants to be on long. I think he just wants to address it and kind of move on. But I do think it'd be kind of funny is at the end we just start getting his take on all the players. Like, what about the kid from what about the kid from Lorena, Gary? How do you like the Porter kid?
This offensive line, can they gel? I mean, are they going to have to bring in one of these kids they signed after camp?
Gary, the 6'7" kid, what'd you think of him? Were you watching his film when they flipped the commit from Vandy? Like, it would be interesting to kind of know how in the weeds he was. I think they did use him as a really good resource. And I tell you what, I mean, I think the whole athletic staff, whether it be Mac or Jovan, but boy, he, when I was visiting with him, he went out of his way to talk about, you know, Jovan Overshown and how impressed he was and all, and in that kind of relationship. So I think Baylor's, the thing about a deal like this, you can't just like put out a tweet, you know, like give Dave Wilson, you know, like, hey, he can go on about his storied career. Like some, you know, the rest of us are left to go, nah, this doesn't, something seems weird here. And I think it'll be good to, because Gary can speak to, okay, and here's what happened. And I get it. Like, I think the reason probably that they were wanting maybe Gary not to, I better watch it, guys, because, like, somebody's probably calling Gary right now. Like, don't go on with Mosley. I should not have said he's coming on, should I have? It's like now, it's like, no, he's probably getting, let me check my text. I'm praying I don't have, like, a change of heart here. Wow. Well, no, I don't have it. Okay, somebody else is. There are other people are tweeting me about or texting me about this, but nothing. Wow. That's interesting. Now, I don't want, Cam, don't worry about, if you've already done it, it's okay. Let's not go crazy yet on social media with this thing. Like that we're let's get him on.
That's all.
Let's
I
get
have.
Him on. And then once we get him on, he'll hopefully we'll get a couple of nice quotes in there. Now, what I do need you to, Cam, while I'm kind of, because Gary and I have a long relationship, while I'm pressing Gary on all this, I would love you to kind of, you know, when he says a couple of things or something interesting, go ahead and fire it out there. I think that'll be good to get that out there. I just think it'll be good to hear from him, because even though I've already talked to him and I can serve as a reporter, and I've done that for years, I always think when it involves somebody as big as Gary, that it's good to it's good to hear it from him. So again, we'll do this coming up in about 6 minutes. I had all kinds of stuff today. We've got a huge interview planned for you. I taped an interview earlier today with this legendary, probably the best kicker in SWC history, Tony Franklin, out of Texas A&M, who's going in the SWC Hall of Fame. And we're planning to have that on later in the program and all. But, boy, this Gary Patterson thing has really changed our day a little bit. So I think, Cam, let me just say this. I know Aaron's, seeing all this coming in. What was your first thought? Like, when you saw this, was it just kind of like, stunned, or was it more like I think if you're a reporter or do what we do, radio opinionist, whatever you want to call it, you can't help but immediately start thinking of all the scenarios. Why is this happening? Why now? Why did it start a fall camp? Does this make any sense? And again, we'll ask Gary, but Cam, what was your first thought when you saw this?
Yeah, I mean, that was my first thing. I was just, like, shocked. I mean, I was on the phone with you trying to corroborate that this was actually real. It's odd. Of course, where my brain first started going was, like, you know, because Gary has talked about with the UT job, and he made sure to mention it, like, as soon as getting this Baylor job, and Mac talked about it, was that he's trying to keep, you know, he doesn't want the attention on him, right? Like, he's not trying to be the guy that the cameras are fixated on the sideline during a Baylor game. And so that got me to thinking, like, well, who does someone on the staff have a problem with him? Like, is it becoming some sort of a distraction? That's where my mind first went. Of course, we have nothing to back that up, so I'm not even saying that that's the case. But, like, those are the first things, because it's, like, 6 months. You know, this guy he was at UT for a whole season. Like, what's happening here? And kind of a, you know, weird timeline. Like, he's gone through the whole off season, right? Except, but for the last couple of weeks of camp, you know, he's, I would imagine that he was
he's
an
been
integral
down there
part
May
of,
and June.
Of building this team.
No, he's spent a lot of time with him. Okay, we need to do this because we're going to make it. We're going to be pretty brief with him, but we're going to kind of visit with him and see what's on his mind. Gary Patterson joins the Mosley Show next.
This is ESPN Central Texas.
Discover the clarity you've been missing with Brazos Eye Surgery of Texas in Waco. We offer state-of-the-art laser-assisted cataract surgery and LASIK, all performed locally in Waco. No need to drive to Dallas or Austin. Our refractive fellowship-trained surgeon, Dr. Forrest Bo Swan, is ready to help you say goodbye to glasses and hello to a clearer world. Call 254-772-4499 or visit BrazosEye.com. See the difference with Brazos Eye Surgery of Texas, your vision, our expertise.
I'm Joe Kaleo. If you're a small business owner, you know the value of trusted advice. We're here to build a relationship with you and help navigate the financial complexities you may encounter. Your success is our passion.
Kaleo Wealth Management Group is a Central Texas team at UBS Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. For our client relationship summary disclosures, please visit ubs.com/relationship summary.
Did you know, now's a great time to let Jeff Hunter Toyota put you in a new or used vehicle. I'm Kyle Tumlinson, General Manager of Jeff Hunter Toyota, and you can choose from many makes and models, all priced to fit any budget. We also have a state-of-the-art service and body shop and a full-line parts department with factory-trained Toyota specialists. Stop by and see me or any of our team members for a great car at a fair price.
Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality, Waco values.
Make your vehicle look and run like new again at CNC Collision Center. They're your locally owned and operated location for paint and body repairs, frame straightening, spray and bed liners, and wheel alignments. CNC Collision Center offers free estimates, and they will also come to you for vehicle pickup and delivery. Have your car restored to its original beauty at CNC Collision Center, 5849 North Highway 6 in Spiegelville, at cnccollisioncenter.com, and find them on Facebook.
Since 1952, Grucholsky Sausage has produced quality homemade smoked meat products and custom processing services. Grucholsky Sausage is known for their hardwood smoked Polish sausage, but they also carry a variety of smoked meat products, ready-to-eat meats, and hand-cut USDA beef and pork. They also offer custom deer processing using the same craftsmanship that started three generations ago. Family-owned and operated, remember Grucholsky Sausage, 116 South Main Street in Bremon, and at GrucholskySausage.com.
Listen to the Matt Mosley Show online at syntechsportsfan.com.
Locally owned and operated, Overhead Door Company of Waco has been serving Central Texas since 1971 and are ready to service or upgrade your garage door for your home or place of business. Look no further than the Red Ribbon Banner, the genuine, the original Overhead Door Company of Waco. Call them at 254-776-0820. They're located at 22009 Bush Drive off Highway 84 in Woodway. They can provide the solution, service, and support needed to ensure your home or business has safe and reliable access every day. Give them a call at 254-776-0820.
Discover the clarity you've been missing with Brazos Eye Surgery of Texas in Waco. We offer state-of-the-art laser-assisted cataract surgery and LASIK, all performed locally in Waco. No need to drive to Dallas or Austin. Our refractive fellowship-trained surgeon, Dr. Forrest Bo Swan, is ready to help you say goodbye to glasses and hello to a clearer world. Call 254-772-4499 or visit BrazosEye.com. See the difference with Brazos Eye Surgery of Texas, your vision, our expertise.
Whether it's a problem with your debit card or just a simple question, things always seem to come up when your bank is closed. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you have access to a real, live, local person who can resolve issues and answer questions from 6 to 8:30 every morning or from 5 to 10 o'clock every evening. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
An exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100 plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real-world experiences, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their ingenuity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is on the 9th floor in Roosevelt Tower, 400 Austin Avenue.
Now back to the Matt Mosley Show on ESPN Central Texas.
Mosley, Cam Stewart, Aaron Sexton, now Gary Patterson on with us. Coach, saw some news about 30 minutes ago, and it kind of made me sad. The only good thing is you can come back on the radio with me now. I feel like we were a little bit banned from talking for a few months. So it is good to have you. It's great to have you back on the show, but I am sad that your time is ending with the Baylor Bears. How are you today?
Well, yeah, I'm doing great. Matt, Dave and I talked clear back in the end of June before the staff went on vacation and, you know, about some things. And to be honest with you, it was one of those things where same thing I felt like, when we came back, and then I've helped them through the last week and a half. But I felt like at Texas, I got to a point where, I kind of needed to step out of the way and let them do their thing. And it's a little bit different scenario than Texas when I was an analyst consultant there, because the head coach was on the offensive side. And, Dave stepping back in to become the defensive coordinator and doing all that, I just kind of felt like I'd taken him as far as I could take them as far as, working with them. And so they could go do their thing and I could be out of the way. So, all's good. Really loved the Baylor treated me great. The staff treated me great. Really loved Javon Overshawn. She was a blessing while I was there. The players especially, that's probably the hardest thing about stepping away. I really, really thought so much of the players and to be around them. That's kind of why I coached. One of the reasons why I even considered going back to Texas the second year was just because of the players and the relationship I had. And so, but I'm very appreciative of Coach Aranda for the opportunity that I had and being a chance to, stay a part of the game, which is, doing, and then to be able to help as much as I could. So, and I think, I think they're a totally different football team. I think they got a chance. Really like the kids, how they work and how they do things on the field, the kind of people they were. So I just kind of felt like, everybody thinks it was kind of a sudden thing, but really it's been something I've thought about ever since the end of June, going in July. And, at some point in time, you just kind of got to step back and let them do their thing instead of, and I kind of thought I was a little bit of distraction when I was at Texas when it got to a certain time. And so I kind of felt like that could happen here again. So kind of step back, as the statement says, don't be surprised to see me down watching a practice or two there in Waco, just a chance to go back and see what's going on and see how they're doing. And so it's kind of what it is. It's not anything bigger than than the timing. But really, the timing was really, you could say, it really has been, I've been thinking about it for a month. I wanted to make sure that I had it right. And so.
I don't understand, was Dave, comfortable around you? It seemed like y'all could be a great resource really for each other. I thought he was going to see you as a sounding board. How did you kind of arrive at that at the end of June or when y'all were talking? Like, was there anything sort of going on in those meetings or conversations, Gary, that kind of made you think, well, maybe I ought to step away? I'm just not really understanding why you felt the need to step away now, because I think you could have really helped them this season. That was what we thought was going to happen in the first place.
Well, number one, that's kind of the misnomer. Everybody thought it was going to be part of the football. You know, my job was to come there and really be more of a true consultant than an analyst, and kind of analyze not only what they're doing X's and O's and how we worked in the off, the Baylor worked in the off season, how, you know, I looked at the NIL, how they recruited, you know, off-season work, you name it. Same thing that I did when I went to Texas. And, you know, I worked with Dave and then also with Javon and gave him my reports. And, you know, you kind of get to a point, you know, where, you know, as I told him when before I went there, you know, when it got to a point where I couldn't give him any more and I had to say, well, I'm going to spend time away from my wife, grandkids, you know, my own kids, you know, getting a chance, you know, at this part of my career, that it was, you know, and I think I told them everything I could, and now they needed to go do it. And so that's kind of where it is. But I don't think anybody should read anything into it. It's a good relationship. Mm. All of it, how Baylor treated me was great, like I said earlier, mm-hmm. Dave and the staff, and then especially the players. I was you know, I really, you know, because, you know, you recruit them, their families, some of the older kids, just like at Texas, you recruit them, you get a chance to know them, you have a relationship with them. And that was, you know, even at TC, that was the hardest thing was not being around the kids anymore. And so, you know, it come to a point in time where I just felt like, you know, I thought I was doing the right thing for Baylor and for Gary Patterson. And so, and I felt like there wasn't going to be any a good time or a bad time. So, you know, here's where we're at.
What did you learn about Dave Aranda himself in your conversations? You kind of knew him from afar. I think he really looked up to you. In that time together, filing your reports, working with his coaching staff. But, Dave, what was that relationship like? I mean, did you have – a lot of time with Dave, or did you spend it more with the coaches and players? What was the one-on-one situation with Dave?
Well, number one, you know, he was in the defensive staff room. He's now the defensive coordinator, and so I'm all the time. But no, well, number one, it's, you know, Dave's a good dude, a good family man, good football coach, very smart. You know, outside of that, you know, it's just kind of like with me. It's you know, you. Football is football, and so, you know, he's very driven right now because of the season they had last year to raise that mark and to get Baylor back going where they need to be going and what they've been used to in seasons. And I just think it's a situation where, you know, it was just time to go. But right, the relationship with Dave Aranda is great. I'm very respectful of him, not only as a person, but as a football coach. It was a great experience for me.
All right. And what do you, Gary Patterson, what are you on your way out here? What do you make of this roster? You know, I've always wanted to say, okay, what'd you think of all these guys? What'd you think of this defense? What'd you think of these safeties? I mean, what do you think of these DBs, which is, you know, obviously been a huge strength of yours in the past. Did this roster, the more you around it, do you feel like they could get something done, or did you start to feel like maybe even this summer or spring that they were maybe trying to turn the corner after a really bad season?
Well, number one, evaluate all of it. You know, I think they can really run on offense, wide receiver group. Obviously, you know, that offense with Coach Babatai is, you know, really comes down to the quarterback, and so that'll be a very important key for how they do things. But I think he's set up here in the since they get done with spring to do some things that are going to allow their quarterbacks to be successful with the people they have. And I think you're going to see a tough group up front offensively and tight end wise. It'll be, I think, by committee. But they have some guys that are very talented in the group. Defensively, I think, you know, it's like everybody has. I think they, you know, they got the linebacker group really played well in the spring. You know, the secondary was very young going into the season last year. I think they're going to be older. They're a lot more knowledgeable. And, you know, I think the key is, you know, what Dave does on defense, bringing, you know, different sort of people. I think what you find out how he attacks protections will help them in their pass rush and not always have to lean on just pure talent. And so, but, you know, I think they have some guys that can rush the passer off the edge, and they're very big up in the inside. So, I really like being around the kids. I think they have a chance. I think the way they handle themselves, they want to be successful. And I don't see it being anyway. You know, like I always tell people, it's always about getting back to 6-6 and being six wins really and being bowl eligible. And then whatever, that's where I always looked at it, TCU. And then if you can win 7 or 8, or you can win 9 or 10, you know, just depends on how they develop and do things. But, you know, I think they're a team that has enough talent to be able to get themselves righted. And I think, more importantly, I think just their attitude about they want to win. They didn't like what happened last year. And so, yeah, but it's, you know, those kind of things, you know, that's up to Coach Aranda to talk about. I was proud of the time I was there, and I'm glad I did it. And I'm hoping that they're very successful. And, you know, my phone's always open if they have a call. If we want to talk, they need me to help them with something else. But,
okay.
You know,
well,
here's where we're at.
You did so nothing really sounds like. Nobody, you didn't really sour on anybody or anybody soured on you. You just started to get the sense in June, end of June, that this might be the way this thing needed to go. And again, I think Baylor, I wish they had kept you the whole season. It robs us of a good Baylor-TCU storyline this year. There was a lot of, you know, kind of interesting stuff associated with this stuff for the people who cover this thing. But it just sounds like... So not you don't leave with any kind of bad taste in your mouth. You're glad you did it. I would just say I think some people, Baylor people, were very excited. I think most Baylor people were kind of excited about this.
It was 50-50. I'd say it's probably 50-50. You know, but that's okay. You know, they asked me when I came down before when I came down to interview. They said, "Well, why would you want to, you know, guys got a chance to in the College Hall of Fame doing all why do this?" And I told them, I said, "Because I like your head coach." You know, same way reason I went to Texas. You know, they were in jam. I knew the defensive staff. I wanted to help them keep their job, and I did that. They got a 2-year extension, and they got to play. You know, whatever role mine was at Texas. And the same thing at Baylor. Hopefully, the whatever I helped them with, hopefully it gets them over the hump, gets them back doing what they need to do. And I felt at Texas, I felt like I needed to get out of their way, just like I said earlier. And now I feel like I did my job, what they brought me down to do, and to make them better. And now, you know, I need to get out of the way, and so they can go do their thing. And you got to remember now, like Sark was on the opposite side. It's a little bit different dynamic having the head coach as the defensive coordinator and sitting in the room. And so, you know, he's back to prove that he can play really good defense. And so he doesn't, you know, I answered all the questions. We, you know, changed what we needed to change, gave him suggestions. There'll be some stuff they'll run that, you know, that I suggested. But I think, you know, as a general rule, you got a lot of good coaches sitting in the room. And so, you know, I hope them and the kids both, they do well.
What do you do now? I mean, you go back to work, doing some songwriting. I would imagine this reinforced your, you know, you're not done coaching. I know that. That does not sound like, you know, Gary's going to go quietly into the night. Part of you still wants to go lead a program. What's your gut telling you to go do right now? Because it's probably, I don't know, I'm sure some college, some program would want to pick you up, but I don't know if you'll want to jump right into something. What's your plan?
I'm still going to be from a distance, still phone call away from Baylor. I'm not going to go help anybody else. You know, I've been doing this a long time, build a reputation of doing the right things. You know, I'm gonna hang out. I'm gonna hang like I did. You know, I played in a singer-songwriter event for Be an Angel Foundation to help kids Sunday before we came back, getting ready. You know, fully into camp, getting camp mode, and you know, golfing and travel, you know, for a lot of years, I didn't get a chance to spend much time around my better half. And so with grandkids, my sons, you know, a couple of them are moving, people moving around, need to help them. And then Kelsey and I get a chance to spend more time as, even though she told me, you know, just so you know, she said, I married you when you were working 18 to 20 hours a day. So I married you for better, for worse, but not for lunch. And so she said, so you could come home, but you got to find something to do for 3 to 5 hours a day. And so, you know, that's why last year I played a lot of golf. You know, I've got my, even though it's, I'm not playing too, but, it, you know, because of the dang score, you know, they didn't tell me how to manage my handicap, Matt, you know, so I'm down around a 5, but I'm not playing like I'm a 5. Ooh. I'm, you know, probably more like an 8 to 10.
Wow.
So, you know, I've got to work on getting that back up, and it's harder to get it back up than it is when it, how it goes down. So, I, you know, the only way you can do that is play a lot of rounds where you have higher scores, where, you know, you erase the good ones. So, you know, I'll look at that. I'll look at that too. And like everybody else, I'll be watching a lot of college football.
What about a weekly football analyst, like a hit every Thursday or Monday on the Mosley Show? Doesn't that sound appealing to you? Now, I don't know what the budget is. I don't think we have Baylor's NIL budget or really any budget per se. But just mull that over, Gary, because I think that would be a must-listen radio every week.
Well, you never know. But if I did it, that'd probably be free, just, you know, because my wife doesn't want to listen to me talk. You know, I got it. She said, I'm not one of your assistants. I'm not one of your players, you know. So she'd like it if I just talked to somebody else. Some point in time, you know, at some point in time, I'm also looking at, you know, doing a podcast at some point with – I have a guy that's a lot more writing, you know, I'm really looking into maybe writing a little bit two-part kind of a story of life, but also a book on the 425 and all the different adjustments. I've learned a lot of football in the two places I've been. If you think about where all the coaches have come from that were on the Texas staff on defense, mm-hmm. and then how to recruit from, you know, I went there to learn about NIL and portal at Texas, and, you know, doing it at the highest level, and then you come to Baylor, and then, you know, Dave has it also does so much with the front and the things they do. I mean, I would be a lot different defensive coordinator and head coach now than I would have been than I was 3 years ago, just for the simple reason, you know, when you had to do so much with what we had at TCU at the time, I didn't get a chance to get out a lot. So for me, the knowledge that I've been over the last 3 years that I've learned has been awesome. So,
well, I'm happy that you're going to get to do all those things. My headline is Patterson leaves Baylor to start a new podcast. All right, that's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, on the Matt Mosley Show, right?
That's yeah, right. I heard you talking about the book.
The 2 minute
yeah.
Wonders, so.
Well, I hope you will stay in touch with the Bears this season, and because I do think there's a lot to learn from you and all of that. So I'm still, I think, like a lot of people, left. This hit me. We weren't ready for this. And so obviously you were a little more ready because you knew this was something like this might be on the way, but the rest of us didn't. So, you know, we're left a little bit scratching our head, but I do appreciate you kind of shedding light on it. And I think the UT perspective's good, you know, because I remember you getting all that credit, and I was probably giving you some of that credit when they got off to a hot start and all that. And, it, you know, things like that can be a bit awkward. I mean, but that would be a great problem to have, by the way. If Baylor gets off to an awesome defensive start this year, hey, it's Gary Patterson. I think everybody would be okay as long as Baylor's winning. So we'll see how that all plays out. But again, I'm still trying to kind of get my head around this thing, but I really do appreciate you, you know, coming on with us and trying to shed some light on it. I love you being around the program. I think the coaches have loved it. And you know, everybody around the program. So I just kind of hate to see you step away, but you know, I'm glad it's been a good experience.
Well, I will tell you this much. I'd have a different perspective, Baylor. You know, when you get inside and you get to know people, you know, it's when you do it, it's a lot different. I think there was a lot of Baylor people that got a chance to see a different side of Gary Patterson too. And so I think it was a good thing. I think the knowledge and help trying to make the program better, and then, you know, just, you know, seeing a guy, you know, a lot of people, that's what they see, you know, when they meet me for a while, and he's like, well, you're a lot different than what we thought you were. You know, because all they did was see me, the intense Coach P guy on TV for the last 25 years, and, you know, they don't understand the, you know, you got to have personality and all the other things to be able to stay somewhere for that long. And, you know, and also say no, not leave and go to other places. So, you know, it's been fun. You know, I'm going to look forward to seeing this new Big 12 league and how it all plays out and everything that goes on. So I appreciate you letting me tell my side of the story. All right.
Thank you, Gary. And if you write any songs or we want to talk further about the podcast, because just the other night I was on the phone with one of your former players at TCU, and he's desperate to launch a podcast. And so, and you know, it's Jesse, of course. And so let's, we'll stay in touch on that front.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye. There he goes. Gary Patterson on the Matt Mosley show. And, that was interesting. How long we go, guys? I kind of got lost in all that. Okay. Well, we're good. We're good on time. And we'll do Campus Confidential. We can come back and we'll react to some of that. But, Cam, sorry about that. I felt like, especially with you remotely, I might need to just stay in there. It's kind of like riding a, you know, getting on a bucking Bronco. I think Gary early on kind of had a monologue. He was going to kind of say his part and hope that we kind of moved on.
No matter what you
asked. I tried to kind of hang in there and see if I could take him to some different areas.
Silver lining is you did ask the questions I was going to ask. My burning one after kind of the explanation was, like, hey, do you want to keep coaching? You know, he had talked to you about that in the winter before getting this Baylor job, and he talked so much about the players and that it took a month or so to come to this conclusion. So I'd have to think that thought creeps into your mind, like, well, do I actually still want to keep doing this? And it sounds like he does, and I'm wondering if we're going to see him on a sideline again soon.
Yeah. But to get to the point where he decided he didn't want to, you know, he needed to go, it's very, very interesting. You know, I think he does like Dave, but the whole thing is interesting. Now, we'll react. Campus Confidential is next, and we'll use Campus Confidential to react to what Gary Patterson just told us, and that we'll do that next.
Listen to ESPN Central Texas online at syntechsportsfan.com.
Hey, folks, Jared Scott here with Jim Turner Chevrolet. I'd like to thank everyone that supports JTC and that our family values your business. Our new inventory is growing daily, and our used car inventory is stacking high. So give us the opportunity to earn your business with transparency and zero hidden fees. So give us a call, 254-840-3261 or 24/7 at turnerchevy.com. And remember, folks, we're just a heartbeat away in McGregor. We'll treat you like family.
Find new roads.
Hey, Texas, when it comes to boats, there's only one name you need to remember, Marineland Boating Center. They carry the number one best-selling boats in America, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Nitro. They currently have many boats that are thousands of dollars below MSRP and also amazing deals on accessories, parts, and maintenance services. Skip the rest and come to the best, Marineland Boating Center, I-35 and Loop 340 South, Waco, and at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com.
Since 1975, Schmaltz's Sandwich Shop has been serving their one-of-a-kind sandwiches, soups, and salads to hungry Central Texans. They start early in the morning baking their homemade artisan bread. The sandwiches are oven-toasted, giving the bread a crunchy crust covering and a soft and dry, airy center. Ask for everyone's favorite, the Schmaltz, a combination of three cheeses, three meats, and all the fixings. They welcome phone-in orders at their Town West or downtown locations. Waco born and bred, Schmaltz's Sandwich Shop.
Honey's Heating and Air in Waco reminds us many traffic accidents are caused by intoxicated or distracted drivers. So do yourself and your community a favor and remember the three C's of safety, caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Stay alive, don't text or drink and drive. That's from Honey's Heating and Air, your complete heating and air contractors from custom duct design to installation and emergency service, residential and commercial, top quality work at prices you can afford. Call 254-754-4911. BB, Ricky, AJ, and Draven wish everyone a blessed summer season.
Listen to the Matt Mosley Show online at SyntexSportsFan.com.
When we say at UBO Business Services that we are the premier service provider for Ricoh, Xerox, Konica Minolta, Canon, Kyocera, and Lexmark copiers and printers, we are not blowing hot air. One way we quantify our status as the best is an independent company used by millions of organizations called Net Promoter Score. It is the most consistent way to rank brand loyalty and customer service. A score of 70% or better is considered world-class. UBO score is an 86. Call Sean Hunt at 254-709-2101 or ubeo.com.
The Brazos Landing is proud to showcase their new upscale bar to Central Texas, the Bourbon Street Bar. Guests are able to savor 93 different labels of bourbons, whiskeys, and scotch. Also, over 110 varieties of wine are featured, in addition to a nice selection of Texas beers. Ask about the new Bourbon Street Bites while enjoying your drink. This menu includes oysters on the half shell, meatball Wellington, chicken fried steak sliders, and beer-battered flounder tacos with avocado salsa. Where I-35 and the Brazos River meet, the Brazos Landing, Waco.
Looking for an auto loan? Make First Central your first destination. We make auto loans easy to apply online for competitive rates and local service. From pre-approval to refinancing, we're here for you every step of the way. Protect your vehicle with our insurance options. Apply today at First Central, your auto loan destination. Act now. Life's too short, so drive it home. First Central Credit Union. Everything we do for you.
Member NCUA.
Hey, Central Texas, it's Matt Mosley, ESPN Central Texas. Next time you're ready for a weekend getaway or a staycation, remember Element Waco Hotel. Element Waco Hotel offers its guests superb combination of luxury and comfort. Rooms are big and spotless and feature an upscale, modern look and feel. Also have the suites that are perfect for you to host a watch party for the upcoming game. These suites include full-size kitchens and two TVs. Meeting spaces for birthday parties and small events are also available. The Circa Kitchen serves fresh chef-inspired cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients. The bar is a great place to enjoy craft cocktails, local beer, and organic wine. Open to the public 7 days a week, 5 to 10, and the beautiful heated outdoor pool and hot tub. The location is hard to beat. 2200 North Robinson Drive, just off the famous Waco Traffic Circle. It's time to enjoy the best. Element Waco Hotel.
Campus Confidential is sponsored by Jim Turner Chevrolet. Jim Turner Chevrolet is just a heartbeat away in McGregor, and they will treat you like family.
It's time for Campus Confidential, our daily look at college football news. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
It is Mosley, and Aaron will save. We might get into it in the five. We'll save some of our headlines. Right at five, we can kind of keep going with some of this because this is the big story of the day. Gary Patterson and Baylor mutually deciding to part ways. Gary, I mean, everybody's saying really nice things, and Baylor said he's going to go on about his storied career. Gary just came on with us and said, you know, I did find that interesting that Cam, you know, he really, and he did that with me off the phone too, was really struck by working with Jovan Overshone. And yeah, she's the football administrator. She's the deputy to Mac, you know, and does a great job over there. But, boy, he did go out of his way to bring that up. You know, when we had Mac on, he certainly talked about what Gary could do. But it was a tender sort of time because that was a big story And I think Mac and everybody needed to, you know, kind of make sure and remind everybody, hey, this is Dave Aranda's show. This is, you know, we're bringing Gary in as a sounding board. So I don't, you know, it was going to be too awkward for Mac to suddenly, I mean, I'm sure Mac really respects and likes Gary. Now, Gary did say, you know, his perspective on Baylor changed. The way people think about him changed to a certain extent. I thought it was kind of funny when he joked that maybe about 50-50 on if Baylor people ever came around or were going to support him. I'll tell you one thing. That is interesting what he said, too, about Texas, how he was getting some of that credit in the turnaround. I don't know how that made – who knows? You know, the guy calling the plays at Texas, Pete – how do you say his name? Cam Kwiatkowski or something like that. The defensive coordinator at Texas. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that. You know, it was a bit awkward. Now, what's funny is in this case, he exits stage left before there's one game played this year. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I kind of joked about what are people going to say if the defense. I did think at the very end. I thought that was some really interesting stuff. He shared with us that there would be some stuff in the defense that he helped put in or that he suggested. So I do think he was letting us know he did make his mark. But at the same time, you know, he was pretty deferential to Dave, right? If I'm reading between the lines, I think whoever convinced Dave to do this, and I think Dave, from whatever I think I've heard, Dave was running point and thought this would be a good idea. But then I think it's hard to prepare for somebody that legendary, as we call him in our graphic, right, that we just put out on Twitter, and Aaron and Cam have been putting that out there. It's when you're still a somewhat inexperienced head coach, and Dave's done this for a few years now, but a guy walks in for like 21 seasons and he's considered maybe one of the greatest defensive minds in the history of college football. I think that's where, and Gary has not told me this, but that's where it had to get a little awkward, and maybe not everybody thought about how this was all going to happen, is that you got a guy going to call the plays and and it's kind of like what he said about Sark. Sark's on the other side of the ball. Right, and Gary can come in and kind of help the defense. Yeah, and now with Gary coming in, you got Dave, who's considered one of the great defensive minds in the country, who's taking over the play calling, and he's going to be the defensive coordinator. And then you got Gary. In a weird sort of way, it's kind of overkill, right? It's like, and I don't know. I think everybody had hoped this would work out, and to a certain extent, it probably did. Like, there's probably a lot of good things that have come from it. But for Gary to step away, Gary had to feel like something, you know, he needed to get out of the way. Now, he said all positive things. Now, Cam, there was some interesting stuff. I just was reading that quote you had. Isn't it interesting sometimes when you listen to an interview and you listen to Gary say all that stuff, and then sometimes you look at one of the quotes and you're like, well, that's kind of – and it was kind of like – That quote you had where he said something along the lines, and I think Aaron also had this quote, like, I got him as far as I could get him or something. Now, when Gary said it, I didn't think of it. It wasn't Gary, like, bragging on himself. It really wasn't. It was kind of said in but it is an interesting quote. It's kind of like my work is done here, right? I've been around the kids, enjoyed it. But I think that – It kind of must have become redundant. Do we really need these two massive defensive minds in the same room or even in the same building? And that's kind of what I'm reading through some of this. Although it was good to hear Gary's take on everything.
Yeah, and I think something that, you know, maybe we just none of us knew about, obviously we didn't hear a lot after he got the job, was Gary made it really sound like it was an off-season job, which does sound more like a consultant rather than, you know, an analyst. He was saying he was I mean, really building on infrastructure to make sure they were in the right space for NIL and off-season planning and recruiting. And so in that case, it sounds like, you know, the firm that comes into your business to make sure you're running things the right way. And I think he made it sound more like that it was an off-season job, never meant to be, hey, Gary's going to draw up the defensive game plan this week against Iowa State. And so I guess that's just a facet we didn't know, that none of us really knew. And Gary spoke pretty openly about that it was an off-season thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't supposed to be. I mean, he was supposed to stay throughout the season. I mean, but Nate, you're right. He was more of a consultant than an analyst. And we'd already kind of established that he wasn't going to be there maybe on game days. But the hope was that he could be a great – I mean, like, think about all of those TCU head coaches they brought in. They're going to do, like – they're going to scout, and they're going to do this, the advanced scouting. I mean, they've brought in, you know, this dream team. They're not all great former head coaches, but they're, you know, pretty,
they're former
pretty
head coaches.
Established.
Yeah.
They are head coaches. Yeah, they are former head coaches.
Quantity, but, check.
But, I mean, Gary does bring a certain amount of credibility to a program just because of what he's done.
Absolutely.
And what he's accomplished. And I guess in a weird sort of way, in this case, he almost brought too much credibility. You know, it's like, wait, I think everybody, I do not think Gary took this gig thinking, like some people may have suggested, I'll end up being the guy. Maybe I'll be the next head coach. But I really don't think he approached it that way at all. But if you start to sense that people or there's rumblings, or you think that, or you think you're in the way. I mean, honestly, that's what I kept kind of hearing him say without maybe even saying those words, is he, you know, felt like he did some good things and felt like they treated him beautifully, but that he kind of needed to get out of the way.
Yeah.
And maybe it wasn't, and he didn't say this, but I think if Dave Aranda desperately wanted Gary to stay the rest of the season, or any of the season for that matter, Gary would stay, right? I mean, this is – everybody's been gracious, and both sides are saying nice things. But Dave, for whatever reason, did not feel like he needed Gary around for the rest of the season.
Do you think both sides would have preferred this relationship be, you know, over a series of phone calls, or Gary comes down to meet with Dave once or twice a week rather than having to, you know, put him on the staff and release that out in the world? You know what I mean? Do you think it would have felt better for both sides to have Gary be a part of this, but for that word to never get out?
Almost like a private type deal.
I feel like that has some part to play. Gary talked about it, addressing the awkwardness and everything.
Because of who these schools are and because of who he is, this was also always going to be a bigger deal than anybody wanted it to be.
Absolutely.
Once they did it. Okay. We need to do some things here, and we'll get into the 5 o'clock. I got an idea of something in the five, and we'll run it by you guys. But we'll stay with this because Gary Patterson jumped on with us earlier, if you're just joining us, and shared a lot with us. Gary Patterson and Baylor are parting ways, but he is still, as he said, only a phone call away from Baylor. And I think he likes us.
That's an interesting part of it.
He still loves us. He wants to do a podcast, okay? So I'm going to launch another podcast.
We can
podcast.
Help him. You make sure he knows we can help him.
The Gary.
With some writing and some potting. And maybe our pregame show, Baylor Alumni Tailgate.
That's right. He should be a part of that. He should be. We'll get him down there for that. All right, more of this. Gary Patterson and Baylor parting ways. That is next.
Find sports news, streaming, and show podcast at SyntexSportsFan.com.
Did you know now is a great time to let Jeff Hunter Toyota put you in a new or used vehicle? I'm Kyle Tomlinson, General Manager of Jeff Hunter Toyota, and you can choose from many makes and models, all priced to fit any budget. We also have a state-of-the-art service and body shop and a full-line parts department with factory-trained Toyota specialists. Stop by and see me or any of our team members for a great car at a fair price.
Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality, Waco values.
Make your vehicle look and run like new again at CNC Collision Center. They're your locally owned and operated location for paint and body repairs, frame straightening, spray and bed liners, and wheel alignments. CNC Collision Center offers free estimates, and they will also come to you for vehicle pickup and delivery. Have your car restored to its original beauty at CNC Collision Center, 5849 North Highway 6 in Spiegelville, at cnccollisioncenter.com, and find them on Facebook.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or even the man cave. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting your valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing are installing seamless gutters. They're insured and an A-plus rating on the BBB. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out, take a look at your roof, and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work for you. Put McAdams & Sons, over 40 years of experience, to go to work for you all over Central Texas. Check them out online at McAdamsRoofing.com or give them a call at 254-799-2949, because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Next in line.
John Morris's Big 12 football previews. Weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and 5:50 p.m. Exclusively on ESPN Central Texas.
It's the 78th Annual West Rodeo, presented by Chevy of West, Friday and Saturday, August 9th and 10th at the West Fairgrounds. Wednesday night is Youth Night, presented by Sikora Ford. Mutton busting qualifying, plus youth rough stock event and barrel racing. Thursday night is all bull riding, with Bull Fest of West, presented by West Feed. It's Military Appreciation Night, with free admission with military ID. Family-friendly fun at the Annual West Rodeo, August 9th and 10th at 7:30 at the West Fairgrounds.
Hey, Ryan, I heard you own Lake Air Pool Supply.
Yeah, Katie, Lake Air Pool Supply in Waco on Franklin. It's been in our family for 65 years now.
Aren't y'all the guys that clean pools?
Yep. We also sell top-of-the-line hot tubs and swim spas.
Lake Air Pool Supply sells swim spas?
Yep, we sure do.
Y'all are the experts in all things water-related, right?
Totally. We're not just pool boys. We're experienced technicians, expert chemists, and the friendliest faces in town. Stop by Lake Air Pool Supply today and let us show you why we've been in business for over 65 years.
An exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100 plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real-world experiences, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their ingenuity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is on the 9th floor in Roosevelt Tower, 400 Austin Avenue.
Every man has a special tool that he likes to carry around with him. And that tool belongs in a special place, a toolbox. Because if you lose your tool, well,
Driving a truck around without a toolbox is like driving an emasculated truck. Hi, Jay here to let you know that at Pickup Outfitters, we believe in masculinity. So we carry virtually every kind of toolbox. Cross boxes, chest boxes, side mounts, toolboxes for flatbeds, steel, aluminum, black ones, white ones, shiny ones. Big, sturdy toolboxes. But in some cases, small toolboxes are okay because it's not always the size of the toolbox that matters. It's how you use it. Every working man has the right to protect his tools in a toolbox. So guys, do not run around with your tools exposed. Put them in a toolbox from Pickup Outfitters, where every day we fight the good fight to end truck nudity. Pickup Outfitters in Waco, or check out our website at createacommotion.com.
From the Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Studios, this is KRZI Waco, K222DC Waco, K265DV Temple, ESPN Central Texas.
It's time for hour number two of the Matt Mosley Show, right here on ESPN Central Texas, along with Cameron Stewart and Aaron Sexton. Now, back to your host, Matt Mosley.
It is Mosley, it's Cam Stewart, it's Aaron Sexton. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour, and you know we like playing the breaking news sounder. I'm a long time news guy. Cam's a news guy. Cam was out there breaking news, doing TV news, all that stuff. And so we do love to react to stuff as it's happening. And I was coming in today, coming in hot like I like to do before the show, getting ready to get up in the studio, do the thing, and Cam starts reading a tweet that's just gone out from ESPN, and it was Dave Wilson. And, Cam, do you have that in front of you? I'll look it up real quick.
I can get it in short order here, Matt.
All right, here he is. Here he is. I think I got it right now. But I thought this was interesting, and it was good to but I'll let you do it, Cam. Let's see. This is former TCU coach Gary Patterson in Baylor. And this was the news. And Dave Wilson just kind of put this up here. It was a little jolting, wasn't it? It was about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And Dave's a guy I've known
for
years. He's been on our show. And Dave's a good guy. Writes for ESPN and writes a lot of fun stories. Not usually. That's why it's always strange when somebody we're not used to seeing with, like, major breaking news has breaking news. But Dave's an awesome guy, and he does from time to time have some really good breaking news. Now, Cam, read us the Dave Wilson, basically kind of like it's basically like somebody gave him a statement, right? And it's really interesting because Dave
does
not
just talk like this.
What's interesting is Dave doesn't come back, has he? I mean, I'm looking at his tweet. You know, usually if you get a quote like this, you'd kind of come back and maybe, you know, kind of give it a little more. Now, maybe on ESPN.com now, maybe there's already a story up, you know, where they provide more context. But for now, we're just left with this tweet that's like, you know, and I guarantee you, I know what somebody else did. Because I guess we would have done the same thing. We could have just had Dave Wilson on, right? But it was. I think we did the right thing. We had Gary Patterson
on. Yeah, I think it was a good call.
But go ahead and read. Yeah. The breaking news that we got right as we were starting the show.
News, : former TCU coach Gary Patterson and Baylor, quote, have jointly concluded their official partnership, end quote, according to Baylor. Quote, we are truly grateful for everything he has contributed and wish him all the best as he embarks on the next chapter of his storied career, end quote.
Okay, so if you'll recall, when this was announced, I don't believe there was ever, to this day, an official press release that Gary had joined
the
program.
There are people still waiting for that on Twitter. There are some people still waiting.
Okay, so it's interesting that Baylor's statement here is just like two sentences, like we wish him the best in his storied career. Now, why is that? Well, again, it's kind of hitting at what I said, is that these are, you got one man that's coaching for his job, top defensive mind, one of the great defensive minds of the country, but he's going to serve as his own defensive coordinator and going to call plays this year in Dave Aranda. Well, he chooses to bring in, and according to Mac and everybody we talked to, it was all Dave Aranda's choice. He brings in Gary Patterson. All right, now you have two great defensive minds. But Gary, it's kind of like, hey, what's this role? Now, Gary would have, any time we would have wanted him, would have come on and talked to us about that, right? But at the time, this was a tricky, tricky deal because it's like they obviously did not want to make a huge deal out of it, even though it was a huge deal, right? It's like, hey, he's only going to be a consultant. Well, yeah, but for 21 years, like, he was the most hated guy to Baylor fans. and most Baylor, you know, well, 80 to 90% of Baylor fans detested him. Maybe some of them came around and thought, well, this would be kind of fun. And, of course, if he helped Baylor start winning, I think a lot more people would have come around. And I do think Gary, to his point, when he came on with us, kind of made some nice points about the fact that Baylor grew on him. He had a different perspective about Baylor, and he thought Baylor people kind of gained a different perspective of him. They did a thing down there with Jeremy Fudge where they were showing the new Fudge development or that huge football operations center mm-hmm. that's going to be just, you know, gorgeous, and it was getting ready to open. They were giving tours or whatever, and Gary shows up at that event and plays songs and is like the musician at the event, and people loved it. I mean, the people I talked to that went to that, of course, I was invited, guys, but they told me it's like $1,000 a plate, you know, and the media were not exactly people who show up with $1,000 to eat somewhere.
It's not like the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. It's a little bit more.
So they wanted me to pay, and you know, when you are someone that can give $15 million, you kind of do think everybody at least has like a grand in their pocket, right? They can just go, yeah, I can go eat that. But anyway, Gary was so. I'm sure Mac was there and Joe Vaughn was there. I think the Baylor people really enjoyed the experience with Gary. I think Gary loved his experience. I think he must have thought he was making, he had done all he could do, and that maybe he wasn't as needed as maybe he thought. And I think everybody's being big here. I think Gary is leaving because they were probably paying him pretty well to come in, and maybe Gary didn't think he had already given them everything he could give them. Now, when Dave and Gary sat down, I think Dave probably probably two things happened. I think Gary said, do you really need me? Do you need me this whole season? And I think probably Dave could have used him, and I think could still call him and get help. But I don't sense that Dave probably said, yeah, I desperately need you. I think probably they had a great summer. They had a really nice spring. I think Gary gave them some really, you know, wonderful suggestions. As he said, some of that may show up on the field this season. But when it was all said and done, Gary felt like he needed to just step away. And then he even gave that reason about, you know, he brought up the University of Texas. That deal was a bit awkward when Texas started to turn it around because nobody would give that defensive coordinator any love, right? Pete Kwiatkowski, we still don't know his name. Kwiatkowski or whatever it is, Kwiatkowski. I mean, that team, dadgum, went to almost won the national championship last year, right? And it's almost still people like, well, Gary turned them around. Gary gave them all the suggestions. So Gary
stepped. Look at that touch of Gary Patterson.
And Gary told us the last time he was able to come on that Dana Holgorsen tried to get him to come to Houston last season. And he didn't say this on the air. I think I just reported this. I think he just told me this, which I think he was fine with me sharing. I think for whatever reason, maybe somebody at Houston wasn't comfortable with that, so Gary passed on that. Gary passed on that deal. What was interesting, though, is Gary was one of the candidates for the Houston job that then came open after Gary, you know, after they couldn't really work out the deal for him to go to Houston. Now he comes to Baylor. There's a bunch of hoopla about it. I still think the hoopla was so much that it was almost more than Dave could have imagined. I do think Dave is someone, I'm from Aranda, who likes to get in a silo, likes to stay in, and he's gotten out of his shell somewhat. But he's even said recently he may need to get back in his shell a little bit more, right? And that was a lot. That was that day that all happened, and I think we were at Brazos Landing or something. The day, or I forget what all was happening, that was a huge story. And Baylor did not put that story out. That story, and I think I started to hear about it that afternoon, I forget, but that story was leaked, and it may have been our buddies at Sikkim. I don't want to, you know, short anybody on it. Somebody put that out, and it was a huge deal. I'm getting a call right now from the guy. Should I hang up? Should I let Cam talk and see what Gary wants to talk about? I'll call him back.
Let you call him back.
What does that mean?
Tell him you're calling back in exactly 3 minutes.
That's right. We are going to let the folks that are, because we have a lot of people that get with us in the 5 o'clock hour. We had Gary on right at 4:20, and it's a very important interview because it's happened today. And again, will this story overshadow the season? No. We'll move on, and by next week, we'll move on to the next big story. It's just a very interesting thing that will be discussed and will be, you know, talked about kind of heading into the season. Can the Baylor survive without Gary Patterson as a consultant? I think so. I think they're going to be okay. But it is a very interesting and kind of strange development that happened today when we kind of thought, hey, Gary's going to be around consulting at least this season. You know, he didn't even make it to fall camp, really. So that part of it is interesting. So Cam, we'll let our 5 o'clock audience here in a little bit listen to it. But I did, before we kind of get ready to play that, your thoughts, Cam, just on what we've all heard now and what this makes you think of the program moving forward.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or let me be more specific. What does this make you think about Dave Aranda when you, the way this thing went down?
I think you kind of you put it a good way a few minutes ago of like, do you really need me, Dave? Do you need me for the whole season? I don't think Dave Aranda is sad to see them amicably split ways in terms of this particular relationship. I don't mean that he's very cynical about it, but I think Dave is probably thinking, you know, I wanted this guy here to help save my job, quite frankly, and that's something that Gary alluded to in that interview of, you know, I came here because I like your coach and I want to help him out. But I think there was a concern that this was going to be too big from Dave's standpoint, maybe even more so than Gary's standpoint, if I had to guess. I mean, here's a guy who doesn't like the extra stuff. You know, he doesn't like doing the media trail. He doesn't, he like Gary, by the way, would have preferred always, I think, a closed door practice instead of a spring game. And so I just figure he's probably okay with this happening and was probably also concerned, like Gary, that this was just going to be too big.
All right, well, we'll get to the interview. Maybe he could have just let Gary handle all the media this year. Gary Patterson was on with us earlier in the show. We're gonna replay some of that for you because it's very, very interesting stuff. We'll do that next.
This is ESPN Central Texas.
Make this the summer event at Allen Samuels. Drive the all-new 2024 Grand Cherokee 4XE or Wrangler 4XE today. Lease payments start at just $589 a month or finance for 2.9% for 84 months. Experience legendary Jeep performance with cutting-edge hybrid technology. Hurry, only at Allen Samuels in Waco. See dealer for details.
Come by. Let's be friends.